This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The smartest show in the Bay Area.
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that ass again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, here we go. Here we go. We got a game tonight. We got
finally,
a game tonight.
Huh? Yeah.
We got a game tonight. All right. We're going to walk you all the way up to this thing. I do want to say this real quick because we will have dive-offs. We will have quick asides today.
Yeah.
There you go, Steiny. Steiny forgot his jacket.
Steiny. Now we're all set.
You do that when the sun's out sometimes. You can forget your jacket now. Don't forget your jacket now. But Willie Adames is going to join us in 45 minutes. And then Brandon Rush is going to join us in 2 hours as the Warriors celebrate teams from the past or a specific team from the past coming up this weekend. We got the Iguodala stuff coming up as well. So big celebrations for the Warriors this weekend as the Mavericks come into town. But this game tonight, I tell you what, I miscalculated something.
Oh, you know what that is, right?
Yeah, I do. It's a miscalculation sensation.
Thank
and I really did.
Let's get it started.
I'm not here to say I was wrong about the Jimmy Butler trade. I'm here to say that there was something I didn't really recognize in the moment. And I do think it leads us to today's conversation. And we always want to hear from you. So whether that's on our text line, the YouTube chat, Twitter, or Instagram, or of course, if you want to directly weigh in on the conversation on the radio, 888-957-9570 is the number. To me, Warrior basketball feels like it's back. And I know that some may say, because as you even so eloquently said about an hour ago, it never left. Where's it been? Well, I'd argue that the feeling that we have right now, as far as regular season fandom, it has not been rivaled in 3 years. And that was my miscalculation. When we sat there together at Splash a couple of weeks ago, reacting to and breaking down the Jimmy Butler trade, my mind was on basketball. My mind was on contracts. These things are all real, and I still think that they will play themselves out. I don't think we have any firm answers on that yet. But I very much underestimated what that move and a couple of wins would do for this fan base. And I smell it, I see it, I feel it, it's everywhere, it's in our numbers, it's in conversations with friends, out on the street, on my phone. There is an excitement about regular season basketball as we head into tonight and head into the weekend that I haven't felt in about 3 years with this franchise. And that I have to give credit to the trade itself. And I didn't see it having that immediate of an impact that way.
Well, and the impact, I think, is in the fact that the Western Conference is kind of wide open and the Warriors have work to do. And you all want everyone to maximize the Steph Curry window. And so here we are. And Steph Curry's got a chance to, with Draymond and now Jimmy Butler and with Kuminga coming back, it feels like they're in a spot where they could climb. And so there's more excitement than even last year where, you know, we talked about it yesterday. They were just a game better at this point last year, but it felt like you had Grumpy Clay and you had, you know, Draymond coming back after a suspension, and you know, what was Kuminga's role? And you know, Wiggins, he was trying to become the player that he was a couple of years prior. It felt like last year there were more questions than there are this year, which is, you got Jimmy, you got Steph, you got Draymond, you have a big three, you got Kuminga coming back, and the younger guys are playing well, and the West is a little bit wobbly. It feels more now like you got a chance to make some headway as opposed to last year when you were in a better spot record-wise, but I think the conference overall was better and your team last year was a little bit more unstable.
I might acknowledge all of that, but I actually see it as a little bit different in terms of why we're here. I think it's because the Golden State Warriors finally explained to their fan base with their actions who they are and what they're doing. It has honestly felt for 2 years like they're straddling a fence. And now, if you go up to any Warrior fan, and you know this, if you go up to any Warrior fan and you use the phrase two timelines, you're going to get a gas face. You're going to get people go, hey, enough of that. And I get why. Because while two timelines might feel like a good idea on paper, you might be able to look at the history of the league and find a spot, San Antonio Spurs, where you feel like that kind of worked, I don't think it's ever really how you can set out to live your life as an NBA franchise. You can't every year be like, we're going to be awesome now and we're going to be awesome in 5 years. Just watch us. We've cracked the code that no one else has. You can do that, but inevitably, you're just going to tick everybody off because that's too hard. It's too hard to conduct yourselves that way. And so that's what I really think that I miscalculated, which is the fact that the Jimmy Butler trade, it honestly could have been anyone. It could have been Kevin Durant. It could have been a lot of other names. But what the Jimmy Butler trade signaled to the fans is, yes, once and for all, we are about now.
Yeah.
We're about now.
It's like a boy band.
Yes.
One Direction.
There you go.
Yep.
Perfect.
And you said it earlier, and I was trying to think about my favorite One Direction song, and I'm like, I don't know the first thing about One Direction. I know that one of their members passed away earlier this year, tragically, but beyond that, I was thinking about One Direction, and you're right. And just hearing you say the phrase two timelines had me a little triggered.
Sends a shiver up your neck, doesn't it?
And it reminds me of like, and it feels like 6 years ago, and I know that it was more like 18 months ago when they finally moved Wiseman, and that's when the two timelines for me officially kind of died, because two timelines was Wiseman, Wiggins, Moody, Kuminga, and whatever else would come, which turned out to be Pods and TJD. And if you had all six of those guys, you could still like beat the drum about two timelines, but you wouldn't have a lot of what you have now. And so just hearing you say two timelines reminded me of like, not only how foolish that was, because it was foolish, and if Wiseman turned out to be, I don't know, Wembanyama, then yeah, okay, it's not so foolish, but the whole idea of two timelines even then was like, whoa, it's a long shot. And now hearing you even say the phrase makes me think like, oh my God, is that what we were doing?
That's what we were doing.
Yes.
And now we laugh at it, and that's what I'm getting at. Yeah. Like, I don't really care tonight if 35, 35, and 37 years old is realistic. I don't care. I don't care. What I want to do tonight, and this is actually what I really feel, maybe, I don't want to say for the first time, but I think we're about to get to a stretch with these last 27 games where Warrior basketball games, regular season Warrior basketball games, are appointment viewing. And they haven't been. Let's be honest with ourselves. They haven't. 2 years ago, if they were on the road, you could already chalk it up as a loss. That was a loss. Last year, you got Draymond suspension, and you're battling to get into a play-in tournament that you sort of really knew you weren't going to win. But right now, we sit here with a true fork in the road. You really don't know which way it's going to go. There's optimism for some, a little bit less for others, but the bottom line is the Warriors picked a path. And whether you have questions about the Jimmy Butler trade, I still do, or not. Or if you think, man, that was a perfect thing they could have done, looks like it's going to fit like a glove. Wherever your opinion is there, you still end up in the same boat, which is that it's 7 o'clock tonight, appointment viewing. The Warriors are in Sacramento, which is a nice opponent, but it's not a great one. You're not playing OKC. You're not playing the Lakers. You're playing Sacramento. It's the up-the-road rival. They're still adorable. They're the 9 seed. You're the 10 seed. You have the same record. Whatever. All of that. But I don't know, man. Like, I wonder if we put that out to everybody. A, are you on board that Warrior games the rest of the way are appointment viewing? And B, when was the last time you felt that way? Because truly, for me, I think it was. I think it was 3 years ago.
Yeah, I feel like last year there was a lot of times late in the year where it was appointment viewing because you wanted to see if they could get up to wherever they could get up. But there were other things that I think were dragging down the whole vibe. And part of it was the Clay question and Kuminga. And good Lord, will you please play Moses Moody and Chris Paul? I mean, really, are we doing this? And so I do think that last year was appointment viewing, but it was more conflicted. This year, to your point, and I do agree with your overarching statement about One Direction, it's like, yeah, Steph, Draymond, Jimmy Butler, 2.5 years, you've got them. GP2, Kevon, who knows? Pods, Kuminga, yeah, Pods will be here, but Kuminga, will he sign and all the rest of it? Will TJD ever be allowed to play basketball again? You've got Buddy, but good Lord, can we please trade him? All the other things that might bring it down, I do think that what you have now is Steph, Draymond, Jimmy Butler, 2.5 years, let's go.
Right. Like, tonight is about winning the game. I don't care what your opinion is about the Warriors, but I don't think anybody can do that. You know, when they just could play the young guys more. I don't care who you play.
Win.
Win the game. We got a game tonight. And it is one of 27.
Yep.
And they are massively important. They are massively important. So you can like the direction. You don't have to like the direction. But as you said, there's one direction. And I haven't felt that way in 3 years. 888-957-9570 is the number. When was the last time you felt this level of appointment viewing for Warrior basketball game? We will take your phone calls right now. Willie Adames of the Giants joins us in a half hour. We're sponsored by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water. Happy Friday, Weathered and Dibs.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Don't know what for. That was well played, Grandy. Do you know what's happening right now? Do you even know?
Nope, no idea.
This is One Direction.
Ah, nice.
One Direction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm familiar with the band and not actually their catalog, which is rare for me because I'm pretty up on a lot of modern music, but yeah, One Direction. Sorry, YouTube
audience.
You just
sing this to your girl tonight. Yeah, sorry, YouTube. Sorry. We're singing One Direction together. You really don't want to listen anyway.
You don't. You don't.
You don't know you're beautiful. You should say that to her. That will start your weekend off real nice.
Why don't you go ahead and do what you do, which I see
saying.
What you do.
What do you want?
And I see what you do, and you can do what you do,
yeah.
And then I'll do what I do.
No, I'm not telling you what to do, but I'm just saying.
You just said I should sing this to my girl
tonight.
That's
how people talk to each other. I'm not, like, demanding it. Or I'm
I get
not,
it.
Just saying, like,
yeah.
You know, those guys... Yeah, I think they do well with the ladies. If you say stuff like that to your lady
right.
every now and again, I think it goes well.
All right.
That's all.
And I think the response would be a two-word response from my lovely wife, Supper.
What would that be?
Guest room.
No, it wouldn't.
If guest
you,
room.
If you said you don't know you're beautiful.
If I walked in and started singing that in a medium shirt, even though Abundant Life has got me where I can rock this medium on occasion, if I,
I think she'd
be
like, worth a try.
What's wrong with you? Breathalyzer!
Well, no, that's fine. And then it leads to laughter.
Let's go to Dibs, half in the bag.
Dude, and laughter,
if I walked in,
laughter is,
she would assume I was half in the bag.
Laughter is an aphrodisiac, Dan.
Yeah, it sure is. Don't
is.
Say Dan.
I'm sorry.
Knock that off.
All right.
One Direction.
One Direction.
They have
you
One Direction.
You don't know you're beautiful. Yeah.
Are they beautiful?
Who? One Direction?
The Warriors. I'm trying to get it back to sports. They're a 10 seed.
They've been more beautiful. Yeah, but that's the whole picture. Like, we're in Jimmyville. 4 games. They're 3-1.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I do, like...
If it was a full year, they'd be 60-22.
They would. They would.
Or 61-21.
Like, now we get to... Like, let's go. Let's see what this actually looks like. You know what I mean? Like, we have spent... And I think there's a fair conversation here. We've spent about a week and a half talking about a team in a way that really is more an idea than reality. You know, Draymond Green, we're going to win a championship. All right, really all I took from that is that Draymond in the locker room are really feeling good. And that's great. That's wonderful. They have a high level of confidence. But I think, you know, at 7 o'clock tonight starts a real hot and heavy stretch of like, now you have to go do this. You have to actually look like you think you're going to look. And this is the perfect place to start, actually, because in theory... You're better than Sacramento. Vegas says you're favored tonight.
By 2.
But on the road.
Right.
That's
right.
Like, in theory, Vegas is telling you
it,
you're
yeah.
a better basketball team than them. They just sent their best player out. You acquired your second best player. They've had your number a lot recently. So, like, what a perfect stepping stone tonight.
It is, but I do revert back to what I said yesterday or the day before about the emotions of the fan base, and it feels to me, and tell me if I'm wrong at 888-957-9570, but it feels very day-to-day, the emotions of the fan base, and yeah, we're all revved up in One Direction, and you know, you're beautiful and all the rest of it, you're 3-1 with Jimmy, and that's great, and then you go out to Sacramento, and maybe you lay an egg.
Maybe.
Or even if you beat Sac and then you lose to Dallas at home and we come back on Monday and it's like, well, still one game above 500, still the 10 seed. The emotions and the feelings might be colored by what happens the next 2 days.
Maybe. But, well, certainly over the next, you know, you're
two
talking
games,
about the next 2 games. I'm not in a situation where I think tonight, like I've heard some people say this is almost do or die. And I don't
know.
Yeah,
like tonight?
Well, and not meaning like, oh, they're out of it or something.
Like,
but
it's a must win.
Well, from an emotional standpoint.
Right.
Like, this is something that they need to show themselves that they're ready to do. Sacramento has had their number, right? That fan base gets turned up when the Warriors are coming to town. But now they've been weakened. I know Zach LaVine is still, like, that's a dude. But, you know, they lost De'Aaron Fox. That's a wayward organization.
He was an almost future Warrior.
Yeah, I mean.
If you believe the reports.
Which I don't.
I don't either.
But anyway.
And I only don't believe him because I didn't want that to happen.
I only don't believe him because half the stuff we did read on Twitter during the trade deadline was proven to be false.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler refuses to sign an extension with the Warriors. Well, but ask me again tomorrow.
Well, until they get to nine figs.
Yeah, that's not a refusal.
Yeah.
That's not a refusal. That's,
I get it.
That's I don't want to today, or maybe not. Maybe it wasn't even that. Maybe that was simply the Miami Heat and Phoenix Suns playing some sort of game with one another.
Of course.
I have no idea.
And you know that that's what happens going up to a deadline all the time. It's the lying season and all the rest of it. But I don't think that it's do or die tonight or even when you get to Sunday. And I wonder how Steve Kerr feels about, and I know it's a little bit different because you have Sacramento tonight, and after the game you'll take your bus home, and then you have a 12:30 game on Sunday, but it is kind of a quick turnaround. You know, it's only about, 36 hours between games.
Well, that's okay, and you're not that far away. But I know you're kind of joking based on what happened there at the end of the, right before the All-Star break. But, yeah, like I will say this. To say that, like, oh, these next two games are not do or die, sure, they're not. I will tell you this right now. You can go ahead and put this in ink, y'all.
It's the radio, so, go ahead and mark the tape.
Grab a pen.
Okay, like, yeah, I got a pen.
Or to write it down in ink.
All right, yeah.
If they lose both of these games.
Okay, if they lose both.
You're going to hear.
You're going to hear.
A very,
very,
very large thud.
Two varies and a thud?
On the radio on Monday.
Oh, boy.
You don't think so?
Oh, for sure. Like a thud, like as if, like, time to
air out of the balloon.
Time to sag for flag?
Air out of the balloon. You can't, after all this?
Right.
You can't go lose both of these.
I get it. But you got Charlotte Tuesday. It's a nice bounce back spot. I'm just kidding.
You got a week off, and you come back for back-to-back games against teams that are right there in the play-in with you, who are both missing a star that they have had for the entire year up to this point. No, you're not allowed to lose both of them. If they lose by two tonight and then they handle Dallas on Sunday, I won't come in concerned. If they lose both of these games, then we had a silly conversation for the last week and a half.
Right.
Like, that's
I mean,
absurd.
It doesn't mean that it's over.
It's not over.
It would be a setback. It would be, like you're saying, a deflating of the balloon.
Okay. You've had...
For sure.
You've had 8 days where Draymond Green said we're going to win a title. Jimmy Butler flew to Dubai to tell friends that he thinks that they can win a ring. And Steve Kerr twice was like, love that he said it. I'm in. Yes, this team can win a championship. If they lose both of these games this weekend, that was all a bunch of complete junk. Everything that everyone said, if they come out and lose both of these games, that would be ridiculous.
It'd be disappointing. I won't go so far as to say that would be ridiculous NBA teams win and lose games all the time, but it would be a bummer. Because then you'd be sitting at a game below 500. But here's the other part of it. And this is why I say that I myself and many fans are living game to game. Because if you go out there and you win both, and let's just say that Dallas loses to New Orleans, which they're allowed to do, and they play them tonight. If Dallas loses to New Orleans and then you beat Dallas, you're going to be the 8 seed by Monday.
Yeah.
So you go from the 10 to the 8 with two wins. Or if you lose both, to your point, you lose both, you lose to Dallas, you lose to Sac. Now you've got a gap between both you and Dallas and Portland. They're coming. No. I mean, they're a ways back. They're a ways back.
And they lost last night.
Right.
I would be more activated by the fact that, for example, the Clippers lost last night. The Clippers lost last night. A game that they probably could have, should have won. They led the Bucks most of the way, and then they got absolutely crushed in the fourth quarter. Mm. And that's the sixth seed that apparently Steve Kerr has circled. That's who has it right now. And they lost. So, Grandy, what did you... I know you're eating, so I'll give you a second here to chew. What was the exact words you said about this specific game tonight against the Sacramento Kings and sort of like the importance that you put on it? I mean, you don't have to look at the text message. You could just say what you feel.
They better... win this game.
See, that's what I mean. Like, and why are they better?
Because the Kings aren't as good as they were in the past. You are talking about how you can win a championship. You have been embarrassed by this Kings team recently, they have come out and dominated you the last few times you've played them, or you have a really, really rough fourth quarter collapse versus them. Do you have any pride left? Then you come out and you win this game.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lucas. Director of shouts.
Wow,
in the back.
That was awesome, Luke. That was great. That was great to weigh in.
And that was a great post sandwich take. And the other part of it is
mid-sandwich take.
Yeah.
If you look at it, if you lose to Sacramento, then you lose the tiebreaker because they beat you. To Mark Grandy's point, they beat you by 30. They beat you by 6. So you need to win both of these just to revert to another tiebreaker. And it's the same thing with the Clippers. And we all want to talk about them getting over on the 6, but they've played the Clippers 3 times, and it's loss. So you need to be one game better than LA if you even want to get the 6. You can't tie the Clippers and think you're going to win the tiebreaker. You lose the tiebreaker against the Lakers and against Dallas, which is interesting. Right now it's one game with a win and 2 games with a loss. So that game becomes big too in terms of tiebreaker as well.
I will say this, and I know that this is not a saving grace right now, but the idea that the Warriors won't at least make the play-in tournament is over. That's over. Go ahead and breathe easy.
Well, I mean,
for real. Sure. I hope everybody saw what the Suns did last night. So the Phoenix Suns. They dropped a tough one. They lost by double digits.
To a Wemby-less.
On the road. Yep. After a week off, on the road to a team that literally had just gotten the news that their best player's out for the year. And by the way, your boy was all over that one, cha-ching, because and I've been trying to tell everybody who will listen this, the Suns.
Thanks for giving it to us beforehand.
They're done.
I mean, he could have given it out like on the air for all of us to gravy train off.
I didn't.
But no.
You sure?
Check the tape.
Check the tape.
You keep it pretty close to the vest.
I might not actually gone in and done it until the show was over.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Anyway.
I mean,
actually, no. When did that game
you
start?
Got intel
anyway,
and
whatever.
The rest
doesn't
of it. But
yeah, bottom line is this. The Suns are done. The Spurs are now done. The Blazers are too far back. The Warriors are, like, if all you want is the 7 or the 8, and for a lot of people, they think that that's what's realistic. If that's what you want is to get into the top half of the play-in tournament, You just need to catch the Kings and the Mavericks, and as you just said, that might happen by the time we get back to work on Monday.
Yeah, it should. I mean,
I don't know that Dallas is going to lose to New Orleans tonight.
Right, but I mean, you should be able to beat Sacramento tonight. You should be able to beat Dallas on Sunday in a matinee at home. I mean, you're better than Dallas right now without Anthony Davis, and it's a home game. And so, yeah, you should be 30-27 come Monday, and Dallas likely will be 31-27, so you'll be a half game back at Dallas, and you will have a tiebreaker with them that's 2-2, and so that will revert to, I believe, conference record and all the rest of it. But hopefully you don't have to worry about tiebreaker when you get to the end of the year. But the first one, the big one, is Sacramento. You need to get by Sacramento and get distance on 500, and then you can start to think about the sixth seed.
Willie Adames is going to call in 13 minutes right here on Willard and Dibs. Until then, we're taking your Warrior phone calls on when was the last time you felt Warrior regular season games were this must-watch. Appointment TV, appointment radio, wherever you are, however you take the games in. Drew in San Jose. Hi, Drew. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Yeah, I mean, hey, guys. What's going on?
What's
Happy
up?
Friday.
Yeah, to you too.
Yeah. All right. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's been a long time since Warriors regular season games were this, I mean, we're this must watch, this, like, I mean, we had this much anticipation for these games, and it's because this weekend's games are must wins. I can't really put it any other way, because it's not only the Kings and the Mavs, but they are the teams that are either ahead of you or equal to you in the standings, and the tiebreakers matter here. The Kings are up 2-0 on the season series. The Mavs are up 2-1. So when we talk about tiebreakers, and that's definitely going to play a part in whether the Warriors finish, you know, 7, 8, 9, or 10, or even 6. Like, so these games are so important. And yeah, if they lose both these games, don't only retire Andre's jersey on Sunday, retire Steph's, retire Draymond's, because it's over.
I like that take.
Yeah, I mean, Drew, it's not bad. I don't think, and thanks, Drew, I don't think that these games are, quote, must win. I just think we're still, like, and it's the NBA, so don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to yourself. They might lose tonight. They really might. Like, you say they should win. They're a 2-point favorite on the road. Like, they absolutely might lose this game tonight.
Sure.
But I will say again, I'm going to couple the two of them. If you were to do that, and I don't expect them to or anything, but if they were to lose tonight, and if you don't follow that up by turning around, coming back home and beating a Dallas Maverick team in your own building, then there's a problem. But if they lose to Sacramento tonight and they beat Dallas on Sunday, I don't think it's alarm time.
Agreed.
Yeah, not great. Not great, not what you're hoping for, but I don't think it's alarm time.
No,
not
you
with
mentioned
25
it,
games left.
Exactly, and you mentioned it yesterday about the idea of winning 2 of every 3, and you got 27 left, which would mean you go 18-9. If you just look at the next 3, at Sacramento, home to Dallas, home to Charlotte, can you win 2 of those 3? You're damn right you can win 2 of those 3, and you should win 2 of those 3, and I think that if you can win 3 of those 3, now you're going to start to build up a little bit as you go out on the road. And I know the road trip is not super daunting with Charlotte again and a Philly team that's a little bit of a mixed bag.
Yeah, they're down.
And Brooklyn, a team that's basically given up. So of that 5-game trip, there's probably 2 wins for sure, maybe 3. But if you can get these 3 in the next 3, now you got a little bit of a cushion as you head out there.
And somewhere along the line, early in that road trip, potentially even as it starts, Kuminga should be back and available. I know that Steve Kerr said yesterday he's still a ways away. I wonder if all of you heard Anthony Slater on our station earlier today say that he thinks that that's very much an under-promise, over-deliver thing from Steve Kerr. Don't know if it'll necessarily be Thursday in Orlando, but sometime very early on this trip. Like, I'll say it right now, I'd be very surprised if next week ends and Kuminga hasn't played basketball. Like, I think that we are 7 to 9 days away from seeing Kuminga enter back into the fold.
I think that's fair. And if you look at the trip, which starts Thursday, next Thursday, 6 days from now at Orlando, does he make the trip? Yeah, he makes the trip.
Oh, yeah, so he
makes the trip. Does he play Thursday at Orlando? Maybe. And then Saturday at Philly, that for me feels a little bit more of a likely landing spot. But then you've got Charlotte and New York in back-to-back games. You probably don't want to play him in both of those. So as you look at Kuminga's readiness, you do look at the schedule and you think, all right, you've got Thursday, you've got 5 games in 8 days in 5 different cities. Could Kuminga play in 3 of those? That sounds about right.
Yeah,
so
I think so.
Maybe you sit Orlando, he plays Philly, you sit Charlotte or New York, and he plays either Charlotte or New York, and then he plays at Brooklyn, and then by then, I think that he's ready to hit the ground running.
I don't know about the whole load manage idea. He's 22 years old. When you're back, you're back. You don't need to come back and take breaks.
Yeah, but I mean,
unless something doesn't feel right. Again, they're not going to put him back in there for 32 minutes.
Agreed.
They'll probably ease him in. If it feels good, keep going. There's only one back-to-back on the trip.
Yep.
Yeah.
At Charlotte, New York. And
He's fine.
Depending on how the ankle responds, and, you know, when you've been out this long, not only is it a minutes restriction based on your wind, but it's also, you know, how do you fit in with your new team? Because he hasn't played now in, 7 weeks? And it'll be almost 2 months by the time he comes back.
Here's the back and forth both yesterday afternoon on our show and then earlier today on the morning roast with the Joes. Although Nick Friedell in for one of the Joes. But anyway, here's Steve Kerr with us on Jonathan Kuminga.
He looked good, but he hasn't scrimmaged yet, so he's still a ways off. But it was great to have him back out on the court with the guys, and he's obviously a phenomenal athlete, and you know, keeps himself in great shape. So now it's a matter of getting rhythm and progressing each day, and you know, hopefully getting to the point where you know, he can scrimmage and really you know, really put it together for a good stretch of days where he'll get cleared to play.
Okay, so Steve is doing a wonderful job here of managing expectations and keeping pressure off of Kuminga to return, because you never know when he'll show up to practice and something won't feel exactly right. So he's playing that right, but Anthony Slater, who gets to speak from a little bit more of an objective point of view, our Warrior insider and The Athletic, he's on the roast today, and here's what he said about what you just heard Steve say.
I think that was termed in a scarier way than reality by Steve. Like, my sense is probably maybe early road trip coming up. Again, this is more educated guessing, speculation, I guess you could say. It's coming. They got to get him in a scrimmage. That'll come pretty soon. Post All-Star break was always kind of, you know, it had become the timing on what has been a really bad ankle sprain. We'll see. I mean, like I said, he's got to get through the scrimmaging, and maybe that's why Steve's using some of the cautious language, but I don't think we're that far away from a Jonathan Kuminga return.
Which, by the way, to me only adds to the must-see television nature of what we're talking about.
Sure.
Like, there, I knock on wood, but when you look around the league right now, especially the Western Conference, Suns careening, Wembanyama is out, Anthony Davis is out, Luka is in and out of that lineup, De'Aaron Fox is now on the Spurs. All of these things that we're talking about, when you look up and down the Western Conference, there is a chance that a week from tonight, the Warriors are actually free from an injury report. A chance.
You'd hope, yeah.
There's a chance. And that's, I mean, here we go again with timing is everything.
Right.
Last time something like that happened at the right time, it was 3 years ago, and they won a ring.
It was Steph, and this is Kuminga, so it's a little bit different.
Of course. But
and you know, hearing Anthony talk about a scrimmage, when you look at their schedule, they won't scrimmage tomorrow because the Sunday game's at 12:30, so after Sunday, you probably scrimmage on Monday ahead of a Tuesday Charlotte game, and by scrimmage, it's going to be Kuminga and Pat Spencer and, you know, maybe Kirk Lacob and some of the fellas, but I do think that Monday's the day to watch as far as will Kuminga scrimmage, and if he does, then you think about maybe Thursday at Orlando or next Saturday at Philly.
Yep, I think that sounds about right. All right, Willie Adames, the new star for the San Francisco Giants. Our first opportunity to talk to him, first time that he's going to visit 95.7 The Game, is coming up around the corner in just moments. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Also, quickly want to tell you about our Slam Dunk in Vegas contest. You can win travel and accommodations for four, that's you plus three guests, to go to Vegas and get, wait for it, $20,000. You'll stay at Circa Resort and Casino. Vegas is premium sports viewing destination. They got that stadium swim club that's unbelievable to take in all of the action for the college basketball championship. All you have to do to win, download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen each day for at least an hour, and your daily entry is in. It is that simple to win, and there is a lot on the line. So download the Odyssey app now. You could be headed to Vegas in March with $20,000. Willie Adames, the new Giants shortstop, and will be for a long time, joins us next on Willard and Dibs.